Star FM's Ben and Christy. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
This morning when Christy came in, she said, did you see they're cleaning the balls in Wodonga?
Yeah, they are. I was driving over the causeway to gym the other night, and I really noticed that there's all of this temp fencing around there. There have been guys with, like, these big brushes. I'm pretty sure they're repainting them.
What, repainting the balls?
Cleaning them to repaint them, I reckon.
When you start thinking about clean balls, there must be, well, we've put together a how-to guide today.
Have you ever seen someone or something and thought, I wonder if I could be like that? If so, then you're in luck. It's Ben and Christy's how-to guide in 3 easy steps.
Now, it does look like these blokes that were cleaning the balls are passionate ball cleaners.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we're not taking any credit away from these ball cleaners.
No. And the thing is, you might think, oh, as if we need a how-to guide on how to clean balls. Like, these are big balls. Like, there's a lot of ball to clean.
But so we're talking more than, yeah, I mean,
more than the standard ball.
It takes two hands to handle one ball.
Absolutely. It took two guys to body clean those balls.
So today, it's a bit of a how-to guide. Clean the boarders' balls. One thing I would look at if you are going to go over and help is avoid any cleaning techniques that involve slapping the balls.
Yeah, no, I'm with you with that. I've got a little tip. Ensure the balls are buffed and then shined. Not the other way around.
What happens if you shine their buff? Yeah, the buff.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, shiny balls. Mm. Okay, number two, look for cleaning companies that boast the slogan, we'll handle your balls with a smile. They already exist.
Yeah. And finally, use long, even strokes so it doesn't tickle because you don't want to make it uncomfortable.
Tickling the balls, no good.
Yeah, no good.
Do you know what, though? I thought about this as well. I thought maybe we could release a T-shirt.
Yeah.
For those that do, maybe
we could turn it. What's with even releasing T-shirts? Every day is like, I've got
a
great slogan for a T-shirt.
I do. Trust me, you want to be in on this. Mm. Actually, it's up to you. Maybe if I sell them, if you're in on it, we can share the profits. If not, T-shirt slogan, I've rocked the dong with the cleanest balls.
Rocked the dong with the cleanest balls.
But we could sell them at the balls. I've rocked the dong with the cleanest balls.
It's actually not bad compared to your last ones. Ben.